This is Dr. Olivero dictating for May the 16th of 2024. The first patient is Mr. Kenneth Gardner. First name, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Gardner is G-A-R-D-N-E-R. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3A that has advanced to 3B. The reasons for the deterioration of the kidney function, the patient had a mitral valve replacement, a Watchman procedure, and a stenting in one of the coronaries. He has a proteinuria that is pretty close to normal, the protein-creatinine ratio. However, the albumin-creatinine ratio is elevated in the 60s. Period. Following number, the patient has the history of mitral valve insufficiency and having problems with the fluid retention. The surgery was done in Manatee Hospital, and he has been recovering for that. One day after the surgery, the patient had the Watchman procedure, and I think in the different intervention, the patient had a cardiac catheterization with placement of one stent. As a consequence of this, and taking into consideration all of the above, this patient has a cardiomyopathy that is playing a major role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Following number, the patient has orthostatic hypotension. This orthostatic hypotension has been difficult to be treated. We are going to give and increase the administration of Fioricet, F-I-O-R-I-C-E-T, to 0.1 milligram on daily basis. And we are going to give the Midodyne 5 milligrams for a systolic below 100 every 8 hours. All the instructions were given in detail to the patient as well as the wife. And the reason being is he was recently admitted with fluid overload to the hospital. Diuretics were given aggressively. The patient is down to 214 pounds. And we are going to use 218 pounds to use a furosemide 40 milligrams if the patient is above that number. We are going to advocate a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours in order to maintain him away from congestive heart failure, but at the same time, we are going to hold the administration of diuretics if the patient is below 218 pounds to avoid dehydration. Following number, anemia. The patient is taking iron. We are going to reevaluate the iron. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, the benign prostatic hypertrophy that at the present time doesn't have symptoms. And the patient is on a the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under therapy. There is also a history of hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. We're going to reevaluate this unstable patient in 3 weeks with laboratory workup. Because it's out of our field, we are not going to interfere with the administration of amiodarone or metoprolol. The patient is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E.